you take in regard, why, of course, in my time, we used to have to shuck corn, husk corn by hand, you know. You start daylight in the morning, team of horses and wagon, and start banging them in.
Is shucking corn the same as husking?
Husking corn. Shuck
it's the same
corn,
thing?
Yeah, shuck is the other name for husking.
Hmm.
Where you take in regard where it it made a difference where the hybrid corn, you see, over the old type. And the hybrid corn, or the old type, had a cob that was that big around. Well, that was hard to break.
Mm-hmm.
And the new type was a smaller cob, you see, and just as good a corn and maybe better. And that way it would break almost in the hand.
As
soon as you grab it, while you wheel it,
mm-hmm.
you push it along. Where at that time, a man would step out. Now this was before they had corn pickers.
Mm-hmm.
That any man that was capable of doing any work, why, that was the winter work, is
mm-hmm.
to husk corn.
Hmm. Did you ever grow hay on your farm?
No. Not on our farm.
Mr. Young didn't explain entirely exactly what we were doing. What we'd like to do is, you know, ask about some real everyday things. And sometimes these, you know, this may not seem like it's making much sense, but there is a reason behind it, more or less.
Well, tell me the reason first.
Okay. The reason is, you know, as I said, we're just looking for different expressions that people use in different parts of the country, different ways they pronounce different words. And we've got, I think, we talked to somewhere in the neighborhood about 550 people in the Midwest. Well, this project goes back to the 1930s, and
down in the Depression days.
Yeah, it's 1933, I think, the first reference.
Yeah,
there.
Well,
yeah.
You're 1930 is when I was working for 15 cents an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were lucky, and then my dad was sitting there on the ground bunching radishes for $2 a day.
Mm.
Yeah.
But anyway, we just
have
a checklist we're going by just to make sure we get
certain
items.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, of course, you take a course like this fella here, I worked for there at cultivating onions. Well, at 15 cents an hour, well, you had a job. But when he says, I got to lay you off. I'm going to make a salesman out of you. Well, that sounds much better.
I bet you were a good salesman.
It seems like it worked out. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, when I come home, I'll tell you just the way it was. My dad and I worked there. This here man that I work for, he says, Al, he says, I got to lay you off, the work is done. See, I was cultivating onions, and onions were up there, and that was the last of it. And of course, my dad was sitting there bunching radishes. So I was going to get laid off, and he says, I'll tell you what. He says, I'm going to make a salesman. I said, well, you're hitting the nail right on the head, and I'll take you in any way, shape, or form. So he gave me 100 bunches of radishes and 6 boxes of asparagus. At that time, they bunched asparagus. He had asparagus up there about that tall, and they put it in bunches and then they'd ship it in the boxes into Chicago market, see. But at that time, why, a lot of these, there was a truck that come around, and a lot of these farmers were truck gardeners. See, that